The next speaker is Lee Hartwell, who was until very recently president and director of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. Very much involved in cancer work. His 2001 Nobel Prize with Tim Hunt and Paul Nurse was unpacking the understanding the cell cycle of yeast. And he's now director of the Center for Sustainable Health here at ASU. Obviously tired of the wet in Seattle, and has a chair of personalized medicine, and Lee Hartwell.
Hey, thank you. Well, I appreciated the invitation to be with you tonight. Thank you, Lawrence. I don't have any credentials in this field at all, but I guess no one has really seen the origin of life, so we're all pretty much dilettantes in that arena. But I want to take a very practical approach to the question. I don't want to address the question, what is life? I want to address the question that Lawrence brought up in his opening remarks, where he said, you know, it's like pornography. We can't define it, but we know it when we see it. And so that's a question I want to ask, is how would we know it if we saw it? If some NASA rover lands on some planet, scoops up something, and starts analyzing it, how will we know if it's life or not? And also, as Lawrence said, there's two fundamental aspects of life. One is that it can reproduce itself. And the second is that it can metabolize and reconstruct itself out of the molecules in its environment and needs to extract energy to do that. So it has a metabolism as well as a reproductive aspect. It seems to me that it's very unlikely that we would see either of those things in any instruments. Things might reproduce very infrequently. You know, once every 10 years, when the conditions are just right, seasonally, whatever. They might be dormant and not metabolize at all. So I don't like the aspect of trying, it's not worth doing, but I mean, I don't think I like the aspect of betting on the function as the ability to identify things. But I think what's true, what will certainly be true, is that the life that we observe will almost certainly be old. The universe has been here 14 billion years, and very likely that whatever life we come upon will be at least a billion years old, maybe several billion years old, which means it'll be very sophisticated. Because what happens as things reproduce, they inevitably compete with one another. There is inevitably mistakes made that cause mutations, that allow variants to arise, that give an opportunity for improvement by chance, and selection selects those improvements. So over time, things are going to get more sophisticated and more complex in order to accomplish that. So I think what we should expect to see is complexity in terms of structure. In addition, I think we should not be so focused on water as the solvent in which life exists. There's lots of other solvents, liquids in which things can diffuse around and interesting chemical reactions can happen. And I don't think we should be so focused entirely on carbon as the backbone for life. It'll certainly require atoms which are probably at least tetrahedral in nature, but that's not just carbon. So I don't think we can depend entirely on expecting the chemistry to look like the chemistry we're familiar with. So let's set that away. So we set the function aside, we're not going to depend on that, and we're going to set the chemistry aside, we're not going to depend on that. So what can we depend on? Well, I think the molecules of life will have very striking characteristics as the molecules of life on Earth have. They will be complex molecules, they will be large, And I think we can distinguish them from inorganic things by the fact that they will be very regular. And by regular, I mean there will be populations of molecules with exactly the same size and exactly the same structure. So that gives us something to look for. The other thing I think that we can expect to find from life is cells. I think that inevitably life will be cellular. And the reason for that is that the metabolism that takes place in an organism to create the energy and convert raw materials into its structure is inevitably going to be enormously enhanced by being able to contain that chemistry in a small volume that it calls its own, and that it can exclude things which are toxic to those reactions. So I think it will inevitably be cellular. And what we know, the same thing is true of molecules, the cells will have been selected to have an optimum size and an optimum structure for whatever lifestyle they happen to have. So I think we can look for complexity and regularity as the basis of structure. And we have instruments that can, I think, detect these characteristics very easily. I think of mass spectrometry. I'm sure there are other approaches as well. But the advantage of mass spectrometry is that it can detect molecules very sensitively and separate them by their size, can see hundreds to thousands over a different size range, can go all the way from single atoms to whole cells in a mass spectrometer, and measure their size precisely. Not only that, but once the molecule passes through one chamber and gets detected and its size registered, it can be fragmented with other atoms, and the fragmentation pattern is characteristic of the structure of the molecule. So we can not only determine size, the regularity part, but we can determine the complexity of the structure part. So I'm actually fairly optimistic that if we saw it, we'd know it. Thanks.